5. Psychology. Listen to a discussion in a psychology class.
Okay, now. Let's talk about Murray's theory of learned needs. In Murray's theory, there are two categories of needs that all human beings possess. What are they?
Well, there are biological needs.
Good. All humans have basic biological or physiological needs. The need for air, food, water. Those that sustain the organism. Now, what about our other needs? Those are like higher order needs, right? Yes. Or as Murray termed them, psychogenic needs. He identified 20 different psychogenic needs. Needs like achievement, power, independence, and so forth. What is the major difference between these and biological needs? This was pointed out in your book.
People learn the higher order or psychogenic needs, through their interaction with other people and the environment.
Exactly. These types of needs are learned and developed over a lifetime. Conversely, we are born with physiological needs. There is one other key point to Murray's theory. Do we all possess the same psychogenic needs?
Yes. If I remember the reading correctly,
I see where you're going with this. The book said that every individual has the same group of psychogenic needs, but, some needs are more important than others for different people. Right. We say that individuals have different hierarchies of needs. They rank the same 20 needs differently. Let's just look at how two soccer players rank three needs: the needs for achievement, cooperation, and independence. Okay. So, John is the captain of his soccer team. He is the best player on his team, but he never shows off because, for him, teamwork is most important. His greatest need is cooperation, and he also likes to win. So, achievement comes next. Independence is of little importance to him. Mark, on the other hand, is not as concerned about his teammates. He is the lead scorer. For him, the most important thing is being free to do what he wants on the field. He wants to score the goal on his own, without the help of his teammates. Independence is his highest need, followed by achievement. Cooperation is least important.
24. What is the discussion mainly about? What type of need would most likely qualify as a physiological need? 26. Which category had 20 different needs according to Murray's theory? 27. Listen to part of the lecture again, then answer the question.
There is one other key point to Murray's theory. Do we all possess the same psychogenic needs?
Yes. If I remember the reading correctly,
How certain is the student of her answer?
Yes. If I remember the reading correctly,
Which of the following phrases best describes the two types of needs? Put a check mark in the correct column. 29. Why does the professor talk about the two soccer players?